From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, April 12th. Coming up, when people older than 65 get hospitalized, their risk of ending up in the hospital again increases. But some programs are trying to help keep seniors in their homes longer. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A bill headed for the Illinois House could give library employees enhanced legal protections. House Bill 4567 amends state criminal codes for intimidation to include librarians in the category of public official. Gina Burr is the director of Fond du Lac District Library and signed a witness slip in support of the bill. She says it's not about complaints.
This is about doing that in a threatening manner, lobbying threats of violence towards those who are serving the public, all members of the public, even those that disagree with whatever it is that they have their grievance about.
If passed, the new designation carries with it the possibility of additional jail time and a higher class of felony for threatening library employees. The principal of Booker T. Washington STEM Academy in Champaign is resigning. WCIA reports Jamie Rountree's lawyer has confirmed his resignation. Shauna Denotter is the parent of two BTW students after she heard in February that the Unit 4 school district might fire Rountree and his assistant principal. She started organizing rallies at school board meetings. She says both know all the students' names and make sure the students know they are loved and safe.
I just want our principals back. That's it. I want them back. I want them to stay. I want people to essentially leave my school alone.
On Monday, Unit 4 school board member Bruce Brown said the district has evidence that justifies actions it takes against employees. But he said they don't share details on personnel issues in the hopes of restoring good relationships with them. Illinois lawmakers are trying to regulate an industry that could be taking customers out of cannabis dispensaries. Alex Degman has this.
Hemp products sold in Illinois are not regulated. A measure from Democratic State Senator Kimberly Lightford would establish standards for licensing, testing, labeling, and safety. Delta 8 products would effectively be banned. Delta 8 is a synthetic compound that mimics marijuana, but because it's derived from hemp, can be sold at places like gas stations. There are no age restrictions. Tiffany Chappelle Ingram, executive director of the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois, says hemp should be regulated like marijuana.
You can't have runaway potency. There's certain ingredients you can use. There's certain testing protocols. There's tracing that's involved. All of those things to keep the product safe.
The measure was just filed this week. It's still waiting for a committee assignment. I'm Alex Degman.
In a recent student council election, students at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus were asked whether they support on-campus access to abortion medications. Illinois Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy reports the referendum got overwhelming support, but the health center director says the campus will not be making the pills available.
Nearly three-quarters of more than 6,000 student voters said they support making FDA-approved abortion pills accessible at the U of I's McKinley Health Center. But McKinley director Awais Fayed says the health center does not have the expertise in-house to provide abortion services. Fayed also says access is not an issue for the university community.
Planned Parenthood, as you know, is right off campus, so it's very, very easily accessible for students or anybody else as well. There is also Equity Clinic.
Equity is located a few miles from the Urbana campus. Vied says if Illinois were to pass a law like California, requiring public universities to provide abortion pills on campus, then the health center would take steps to make that happen. I'm Adeline Moy, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, when people older than 65 get hospitalized, their risk of ending up in the hospital again increases. But some programs are trying to help. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Explore the transformative potential of the arts in the documentary series The Expressway with Dulé Hill. The series delves into the profound impact of the arts on our daily lives, centered on the diverse perspectives of artists from across the U.S. Viewers join lifelong singer, dancer, and actor Dulé Hill in a celebration of community and creative expression. The Expressway with Dulé Hill is available to stream now with the free PBS app or on our website at video.will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Every day in the United States, more than 10,000 people turn 65. Although people are living longer and healthier lives, older adults who are hospitalized for even a minor illness or injury are at greater risk of being rehospitalized and even ending up in nursing homes. But Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports there's a growing push for programs to help keep seniors in their homes longer.
68-year-old Salita Flowers sits on her red leather couch in the living room in her home in Waterloo, Iowa, while one of her dogs nestles beside her.
This one here is Princeton. He's a little toy poodle, and Princeton barks all the time.
Flowers has eye and knee issues, and back in January, Flowers got sick. She ended up in the hospital for 6 days. When she got home from the hospital, Flowers relied entirely on her husband for support.
He had to help me to the bed. I couldn't get in the bed by myself. I was really too weak to walk.
But it was a lot for her husband, who works full time. So a friend connected Flowers with Hannah Thomas. She's a specialist with the Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging. That group helps run Iowa's Return to Community program, which pairs social workers like Thomas with vulnerable seniors who've had recent hospitalizations for at least a 90-day period.
We asked a whole bunch of questions about what she can do, what she needs help with.
The goal is to provide support that Flowers and any older adult would need to keep them home and out of the hospital.
Would meals be more beneficial? Would someone to help with bathing be more beneficial?
There are a number of programs throughout the country that try to offer similar services to help older adults. Iowa's Return to Community is heavily borrowed from a program with the same name in Minnesota. Indiana University runs Grace Team Care for frail older adults with complex health needs. Studies show that when seniors are hospitalized for an injury or illness, they're more likely to continue to struggle with daily activities, especially if they don't get sufficient support at home. There's a name for this. It's called hospital-acquired disability.
The mental health goes down, the physical health goes down. You just start to kind of spiral and snowball.
Kara Furch is the regional director of one of the agencies that works with the state to run Return to Community. She says the program's goal is to break that downward spiral before it begins. That could also save a lot of money. A 2023 University of Iowa report estimated seniors who are part of the program could significantly reduce their use of healthcare services and save them an average of around $15,000 over a 10-year period. Furch says it could also save the state money if Medicaid is not needed to pay for expensive nursing home care.
So if we can pay $600 a month for them to stay in their home versus $5,000 to $6,000 a month for them to stay in the facility. Again, it's just a win-win for everybody.
It's made all the difference for Salita Flowers. Keeping a meticulously clean home is very important, but she can no longer deep clean with her health issues. So together, Flowers and Hannah Thomas decided she would best benefit from housekeeping services. Flowers says it's made her feel much more comfortable in her home.
She'd get down there with a rag and clean the floor. See, I clean the floors. She gets down there and she cleans. She don't use a mop. She does wonderful.
Iowa's Return to Community is a pilot program with no permanent funding yet. Kent Ohms is with the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services. He's worked on the program since it started. Ohms says officials have approached hospital systems and insurance companies to help find sustainable long-term funding. They point to evidence that suggests this kind of program could help their bottom line, but he says they're hesitant to sign on.
You know, it's just kind of new, and insurance companies and hospitals are all risk-averse entities, so, you know, they kind of want to see other people do it first a little bit.
Ohms hopes to convince state lawmakers, insurance companies, and others that these types of programs are the best way to help older adults stay out of the hospital and in nursing homes as they age. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
This story was produced in partnership with Side Effects Public Media, a regional health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today we'll have a chance of showers, otherwise clearing skies, blustery winds, a high of 63 degrees, northwest wind gusting to 40 miles per hour. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, Adeline Moy, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.